A new poll finds a majority of Massachusetts residents say they are likely to get a vaccine to prevent COVID-19 when one becomes available. But the survey conducted by Western New England University found over a third of the people said they were unlikely to get the vaccine, citing concerns about the approval process and possible side effects. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.
What we found in our survey was that 59% of adults said they would be very or somewhat likely to get the vaccine. Specifically, men were somewhat more likely to be willing to get the vaccine than women, Democrats more likely than Republicans. What we found in the sample was that about a third of adults said they would be very or somewhat unlikely to get a vaccine if it were available today.
Well, the people who said that they would be unwilling or unlikely to get a vaccine if it was available today, did they say why?
Yes, we gave them an opportunity to say in their own words why they would be unlikely to get a vaccine if one were available today. And then we coded the answers into categories. The most frequent response from 29% of those responding was that they don't trust the approval process for vaccines. Anecdotally, interviewers working on this survey told me that people were speaking specifically about the Trump administration and the concern that the approval process was becoming politicized. Another 26% said they were worried about potential side effects from the vaccine. 14% said they wanted to know more about how the vaccine works. And then 9% said they thought that the development process had been too rapid and that not enough testing had been done.
Did you find that people's views about the vaccine varied by race or gender?
Yes, this was very interesting. What we found was that when we broke our sample into white and non-white respondents, and non-white respondents would include African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, Native Americans, and people of two or more races, what we found was that among non-white respondents, only 42% were very or somewhat likely to get a vaccine, compared to 65% of white respondents. That non-white category was the only category in which a majority said they would be very or somewhat unlikely to get the vaccine. That was a response given by 57% of non-white respondents.
Do people have a high amount of concern about COVID-19? Are they personally worried about getting the virus?
Yes, what we found was that about two-thirds of the sample said they were very or somewhat worried about contracting COVID-19. And we saw variation here as well along some interesting lines. Women were more concerned than men. 69% of women said they were very or somewhat worried, compared to 60% of men. There was a party breakdown as well. 76% of Democrats were very or somewhat worried, compared to only 32% of Republican voters. There was one other interesting wrinkle. If you personally know someone who has been diagnosed with COVID-19, or you personally know someone who has died from COVID-19, you also were more worried about contracting the illness.
How do people in Massachusetts feel about the mask mandates?
Well, we asked folks, would you support or oppose your city or town requiring people to wear masks in public places? And this was a pretty popular idea. 90% of adults supported that idea. 9% were opposed. 1% said they weren't sure. We did see slight differences here, again, by gender. 96% of women support the idea compared to 85% of men. And there were very strong differences by political party. 97% of Democrats support local mandates for wearing masks in public places compared to 62% of Republicans.
And how do Massachusetts voters think Governor Charlie Baker has done in responding to the pandemic?
Well, they're giving Governor Baker high marks so far for his management of the state's response to COVID-19. We see that among all adults, 67% approve of the job the governor is doing in this area. It ticks up a couple points to 69% when you narrow it down to registered voters. And again, we see very strong party differences, 80% of Democrats, 67% of unenrolled voters approve of the job Governor Baker is doing in this area, compared to only 43% of Republicans. A majority of Republicans, 54%, disapprove of the job the governor is doing in this area. Now, we have to put that into context. Registered Republicans in Massachusetts comprise about 10% of registered voters. So this is a pretty small group. But it was a bit of an eyebrow raiser to see the governor's own party disapproving by 54% of the job that he's doing managing the pandemic.